Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, living with our pets. We'll learn how to make the most of city and apartment living when you and your cat are sharing limited living space. And are you allergic to your pet? The ASPCA explains how you may still be able to keep your furry friend even with your allergies. We'll start with City Kitty Living. 16 expert cat tips and tricks for your City Kitty Survival Guide. Because cats are always a great fit. It's an established fact that cats rule the internet, and if you've got them, you know they'll rule your home too. Mercifully, no matter how big or microscopic your city living quarters are, cats are always a great fit. That said, there are still tons of tips and toys that can make cohabitation easier for everyone involved. After more than a decade living comfortably with two kitties in a one-bedroom apartment and with the help of several knowledgeable cat friends and experts, the author says, I'm psyched to share these 16 tried-and-true ways to keep city felines happy, healthy, active, eco-friendly, and entertained, and your own possessions clean and safe, too. First, make sure your landlord or realtor is okay with cats. This is a pretty obvious point, but an important one. Whether you're apartment hunting or already settled in, your cats are going to need the stamp of approval from appropriate higher-ups. Luckily for them, they won't need to get credit checks or pony up first and last month's rent. This is essential not just to ensure that your fuzziest family member can stay for good, but also so in the event of any maintenance work, the workers know to mind the door and keep it closed as much as possible so your precious furball doesn't make a run for it. Next, befriend fellow cat people. Do any of your housemates or apartment building mates also have cats? If so, it's super convenient to team up and exchange info so you can feed and help take care of each other's kitties when you're away. Cats' owners are also really, really cool. It's an indisputable fact. You don't have to look that up. Neither of you will have to go out of your way to pitch in since you already live in the same place. LA-based comedian and cat lover Jake Wiseman agrees with an additional tip. It's important to have a circle of cat sitter friends for when you go out of town. Also, when you reciprocate, you get to take care of and spend time with other cats. Win-win. Next, set the stage for cat TV. Frankly, cats aren't quite as street savvy as we are. Critters living in the city have a significantly higher chance of being hurt or killed if they venture outside. However, they are intrigued by motion and smell, so a securely screened window, aka cat TV, can give them a taste of the outdoors and provide hours of entertainment for watching birds, squirrels, trees, cars, and pedestrians. Don't have a screen or need to shut the window for heat or AC? Just pull aside the curtains or blinds. A closed window will do just fine. If your windowsill is wide enough, it can provide a perfect built-in surface. But if your cat needs more space, the experts at Modern Cat Magazine suggest installing a window perch made just for kitties. It can accommodate two cats and will attach via sturdy suction cups, ideal if you're allowed to make permanent changes to the walls of your rental. Another option is to adapt your existing furniture and make even better use of limited space. For example, I have a table that is primarily for my cats to access the window above it, but it's also useful for the cat's feeders and water bowl to nestle below, out of the walkway, so you don't trip over them. Chairs, cabinets, stools, filing cabinets, low bookshelves, and benches work just as well. Next, microchip your kitty. If your cat doesn't go outdoors, see the previous point, it probably doesn't wear a collar. However, despite your best efforts, the more adventurous cat may still manage to escape. To make a happy reunion all the more likely, have your kitty outfitted with a microchip. The tiny but critical tech can be implanted during a routine visit to the vet without anesthesia. If you're adopting from a shelter, it's often included as part of the whole package. It hurts only as much as a typical vaccination, lasts a lifetime, and can be scanned at a shelter or vet to reveal a unique ID number through a registered database and can connect Kitty back to a hugely or bigly relieved you. Next, bring the outdoors in. Whether or not you have any greenery in your city dwelling, if you do, make sure all plants are non-toxic to your fuzzy ones. There's still space for a touch of the great outdoors for Kitty, even if your place is the size of a shoebox. Coincidentally, cats love hanging out in shoeboxes. Cat grass is fun, natural, fiber-filled, and it's a treat that, lucky for you, is a cinch to grow and maintain without impacting your square footage. My kitties love snacking on this small, simple kit, which includes pockets of organic oats, wheat, rye, and barley, all in affordable, replaceable refills that you can pop in when you need new plantings. Modern Cat magazine adds catnip gardens are great for indoor cats. There are a number of easy kits you can buy that make a small, cat-friendly indoor garden for your cat. In addition to Munchables, cats also need steady access to hydration. Keep nearby water on tap in a bowl. There is one with a rubber moat that ensures that even if it gets tipped, pushed, or sloshed around, the H2O won't make it onto your floors and damage them. Next, automate morning meals. Speaking of snacking, anyone with a cat has to be woken up by a cat at an ungodly hour in an ungodly way, whether meowing endlessly, sorry, next-door tenants for the unwelcome wake-up calls, scratching up at the door to your bedroom, goodbye security deposit, or scooting empty food bowls around the floor, apologies downstairs neighbors. When your cats are hungry, they will let you and anyone else nearby know it. Thankfully, the most advanced minds of our time created an essential tool, the automatic digital feeder. Load it up with breakfast before you hit the hay, and your fuzzy buns will be all set to chow down before the sun and you might arise. The digital aspect to this marvel is key. It ensures your kitties stay on a proper timetable. Turn dials, ones aren't nearly as precise, so they won't bug you if their delectable feasts are a few minutes late. Yes, this happens. The digital element also ensures that the multiple devices for multiple cats, the feeders all open at the same time, so the dominant cat doesn't gobble up everything if the feeders open at separate intervals. Yes, this also happens. It's also super handy for setting up several advanced meals at once if you're going to be out of the apartment for a day or two, or if you have a cat sitter who can't swing by on a daily basis. The best part of this is these feeders are built like tanks, so your cat can't knock them around or upside down, keeping the food in, the neighbors unbothered, and your sanity intact. Next, keep smells under wraps. On the opposite end of the feeding spectrum, litter boxes. Opposite end. Litter boxes. When you live in an apartment, you likely don't have a spare room exclusively for your cat's potty setup, which means their bathroom is somewhere in your living quarters. How fun for us. Fortunately, there are some super slick, somewhat compact, and covered options on the market, including this futuristic dome, which we will tell you how to order at the end of this piece, with a replaceable carbon filter in the roof that I've dubbed the spaceship. Yes, I gave my litter box a nickname, no shame. If you want to save space even further, there are a number of covered litter box choices, like a functional bench that blend with your decor all the more. No matter what your litter box looks like, keeping smells and litter inside the box where they belong is a city living lifesaver. You'll breathe easier for sure, and so will the city dwellers who share your hallway. Trust me. Next, bag it up. Getting the right covered litter box is just one part of the equation. There's also the task of emptying it. Many cities now have plastic bag bans, which place a fee when you purchase one from the grocery store, since you're hopefully being a super green shopper and bringing reusable bags anyway. This means you're paying for plastic grocery bags just to dispose of cat poop. This is especially wasteful because you only need about a third of each plastic bag for kitty clean out. That's true. Note, if your clean out bags are filled to the brim with pee craters, you should get your kitty to a vet, as this could be a sign of kidney disease, a serious and sadly common condition, especially for aging cats. So if your kitty is peeing a lot, get her to the vet. Instead of paying for and throwing away way more plastic than I need, I use the scented biodegradable diaper bags. They're the perfect small size, so you're not being as wasteful. And the handles make it super easy to tie up before disposing for even better odor protection. They come in a compact box, far preferable to a stockpile of plastic bags under the sink, which adds to more apartment clutter. And this scent helps neutralize odors, so your trash can, which should also be covered, won't stink up your whole apartment. One box goes a long way. I've only had to order one box per year for two cats. And next, fall into a black hole. If you're renting, you know you need to keep your floors in great shape. Don't want to lose that security deposit. This black hole cat litter mat is genius. And we will tell you how to get that at the end of this piece. Place it under your litter box and it captures any stray litter bits that your kitty may kick or walk out. Every now and then you lift it up, separate the two layers, and shake the collected litter grains loose right back into the litter box. I want one of those. This process keeps your floors from being worn down by errant litter granules. Keeps yourself from walking on stray litter, which, if you live in a small space, will track all over the place, and preserves more of the litter to be used later, rather than simply swept up or vacuumed and disposed of. So it cuts down on cost and waste, too. And next, think vertical. Cats love climbing and chilling at high levels. Unfortunately, if you rent an apartment, you may not be able to install fixtures, aka make holes, in the walls, which means you can't fully catify your joint with deluxe shelves, walkways, and perches. But if you're allowed to, jump on it. As Modern Cat Magazine says, floating mounted shelves can increase the space your cats have to tear around the room, and there are some amazingly gorgeous ones that look super cool, too. Whether or not you can get shelf happy, you can still think vertical, whether it's leaving space open on desks and tables or using bookends to keep books in place on only part of a shelf while leaving some pockets open for cat lounging. Note that anything fragile on any surface will get knocked over, so keep important breakables in spots that are inaccessible to curious paws, like in display cases or cabinets. Also, be mindful of how you arrange furniture, as you can create steps for your kitty to go safely from one item to another, say from a low cabinet to a taller dresser, especially if one perch would otherwise be too tall to jump to without an intermediary. Modern Cat Magazine adds, use what you have during playtime. Have your cat chase a toy all over your couch and your bed, wherever there are new levels for your cat to play. Create spaces within spaces. Just as much as cats love going up, 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 they also adore squeezing and snoozing in little nooks and crannies closer to the ground. Many of these options are already part of your apartment setup or can easily be integrated with minimal impact on your furniture's footprint. Modern Cat Magazine recommends pieces like the hammock-esque cat crib, which can repurpose your existing furniture by turning the area under a side table or chair into a cozy cat lounge. Pop culture blogger and frequent cat photographer and joke writer Ann T. Donahue can attest to this. Some of my cat's favorite spots include a tiny basket under a chair, the lower level of his super small cylindrical cat tree, any shoebox, atop a coat, and a shelf in the linen closet. Make it scratchy. Chances are you probably don't have a ton of extra furniture lying around, and if your cat's indoors, you don't have trees nearby for him or her to scratch anyway. A great cat scratcher is thus all the more important to keep your city kitty from ripping the living daylights out of your essential couches and chairs. Modern Cat magazine shares a classic. While they may not be the longest lasting, corrugated cardboard scratchers are great and most cats love them. Once they have reached their limit of use, they can be recycled with normal cardboard recycling. My favorite, the Perfect Post. It comes in a boatload of sizes, some with chunky perches, and since both the base and post are covered, it satisfies your feline's need to scratch both horizontally and vertically. Best of all, the post twists into the base, so when one part wears out, the post, much more likely so, you can just reorder the component and replace it, rather than buying the whole thing all over again. You can create a temporary playground. Whether a kitten, youngin, or senior, your cat is going to get busy with at least some playtime throughout the day and night. For a space-squeezed homestead, Modern Cat magazine recommends tall cat towers, which are always favorites. They give lots of places to play and jump and explore, but don't take up a lot of the floor space. You can also create a playground of the temporary variety. Boxes from packages you've just received are also a hit, though inevitably those are going away with the next recycling pickup. That's where the ingenious Ripple Rug comes in. Made in the U.S. of 24 recycled plastic bottles, it's comprised of two scratchable mats. The bottom one with a non-slip underside is the base, and the top one has hidey holes and Velcro tabs aplenty. Lay them out and layer them by using the top mat's holes and Velcro to create tunnels and caves. Each time you use it, you can set it up differently, making it all the more novel for your fuzzy ones who get bored easily, and the holes can be easily sliced. To create more space, if your kitty's on the tubbier side and has trouble squeezing through. Best of all, when playtime's over or you need the space, the Ripple Rug folds up into a compact 16 by 18 by 2.5, smaller and flatter than a couch cushion. And take cats to Toy Town. While you'll always want some toys accessible for entertainment, for the most part, cats enjoy their playthings in phases. That's why I suggest putting some toys away after a few weeks or soon after a kitty seems to lose interest. My kitties particularly dig fake hair bands. They can choke on real ones, so these special ones keep them occupied and safer. Also, Mylar crinkle balls, plastic lattice balls, and kickers. After you've stored the toys for a while, release them back into the apartment. Your cat will go nuts all over again, especially if you store the goodies in a container with some catnip. This method helps cut down on clutter, as well as wear and tear of the toys. That said, do dispose of and replace toys that are clearly on their last legs, especially if they create small parts the cats can choke on, like the plastic nose, eyes, or under the fur body of a toy mouse after it's been chewed to smithereens. And finally, don't get into a hairy situation. Unless you have a hairless breed, your kitty is going to shed. And if you have a small space, there's not a lot of space for stray fur to go, so it will accumulate. beat back some of the hairy mess and upchucked hairballs with a must-have cat brush. It's enjoyable for kitties to experience and super easy for you to use. Plus, keep a magic brush on hand to keep your clothes and any fabric furniture fuzz-free. It lasts longer and is way more green than a traditional adhesive lint brush with disposable strips. That's a magic brush brand. Another tip, place pillowcases or a thermal cat mat on particular surfaces, hard or soft, where you either want to cut down on fur buildup or encourage kitties to roost rather than, say, on top of your computer keyboard. You can throw the fabric in the wash or wipe it off with the magic brush, keeping nicer surfaces, like a good chair, more fresh and clean without having to kick your cats off their furniture or their favorite nesting spots. This article was written by Allison Tannehouse and was published as part of a partnership with Zipcars online magazine Ziptopia. You can visit moderncat.com for more information and details about the products and resources mentioned in this piece. And from the ASPCA, are you allergic to your pet? Breathe easy. You can still keep your animal companion. Although many people have discovered the beneficial effects of caring for a furry friend, the fact remains that roughly 15 to 20% of the population is allergic to animals. The result? Countless pet parents in unhappy, unhealthy situations, and their beloved pets are the cause. Allergen is the medical term for the actual substance that causes an allergic reaction. Touching or inhaling allergens leads to reactions in allergic individuals. Symptoms can include red, itchy, watery eyes and nose, sneezing, coughing, scratchy or sore throat, itchy skin, and most serious of all, difficulty breathing. The most common pet allergens are proteins found in their dander, the scales of old skin that are constantly shed by an animal, in their saliva, in their urine and sebaceous cells. Any animal can trigger an allergic response, but cats are the most common culprits. People can also become allergic to exotic pets such as ferrets, guinea pigs, birds, rabbits, and rodents. There is no species or breed to which humans cannot develop allergies. Fur length and type will not affect or prevent allergies. Certain pets can be less irritating than others to those who suffer from allergies, but that is strictly on an individual basis and cannot be predicted. Once the diagnosis of a pet allergy is made, a physician will often recommend eliminating the companion animal from the surroundings. Heartbreaking? Yes. Absolutely necessary? Not always. Keep in mind that most people are allergic to several things besides pets, such as dust mites, molds, and pollens, all of which can be found in the home. Allergic symptoms result from the total cumulative allergen load. That means that if you eliminate some of the other allergens, you may not have to get rid of your pet. Conversely, should you decide to remove your pet from your home, this may not immediately solve your problems either. You must also be prepared to invest the time and effort needed to decontaminate your home environment, limit future exposure to allergens, and find a physician who will work with you. Here are some helpful tips. Improve the immediate environment. Create an allergen-free room. A bedroom is often the best and most practical choice. By preventing your pet from entering this room, you can ensure at least 8 hours of freedom from allergens every night. It's a good idea to use hypoallergenic bedding and pillow materials. Limit fabrics. Allergens collect in rugs, drapes, and upholstery, so do your best to limit or eliminate them from your home. If you choose to keep some fabrics, steam clean them regularly. Cotton-covered furniture is the smartest choice, and washable blinds or shades make good window treatments. You can also cover your furniture with sheets or blankets, which you can remove and wash regularly. Vacuum frequently, using a vacuum equipped with a HEPA, high-efficiency particulate arresting filter, or a disposable electrostatic bag. Other kinds of bags will permit allergens to blow back out of the vacuum and back into the air. Install an air purifier fitted with a HEPA filter. Our modern energy-efficient homes lock in air that is loaded with allergens, so it's smart to let in some fresh air daily. Use anti-allergen room sprays. These sprays deactivate allergens, rendering them harmless. Ask your allergist for a product recommendation. Clean the litter box frequently. Use low-dust, perfume-free filler. Clumping litter is a good choice. Dust regularly, wiping down the walls, will also cut down on allergens. And invest in washable pet bedding and cages that can be cleaned often and easily. Decontaminating your pet. Bathe your pet at least once a week, but not rabbits. Your veterinarian can recommend a shampoo that won't dry out his skin. Bathing works to wash off the allergens that accumulate in an animal's fur, but as we've mentioned, please don't bathe your rabbit. Wipe your pet with a product formulated to prevent dander from building up and flaking off into the environment. Ask your veterinarian to suggest one that is safe to use on animals who groom themselves. Note any symptoms of dermatitis exhibited by your companion animal. Dermatitis often leads to accelerated skin and fur shedding, which will up your allergen exposure. Brush or comb your pet frequently. It's best to do this outdoors if possible. The ASPCA does not recommend keeping cats outdoors, so make sure your feline is leashed if you take him outside to brush him. Take care of yourself if possible. Have someone rather than yourself do the house cleaning, litter box work, and pet washing, wiping, and brushing. If you must clean the house or change the litter, be sure to wear a dust mask. Wash your hands after handling your companion animal and before touching your face. The areas around your nose and eyes are particularly sensitive to allergens. Designate a pet outfit from among your most easily washed clothes. Wear it when you're playing or cuddling with your companion, and you leave other clothing uncontaminated. And find a physician, preferably an allergy specialist, who will make sure that your pet is the cause of your allergies and who will help alleviate your symptoms. Medications and immunotherapy or desensitizing shots can often allow you and your companion animal to remain together happily ever after. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Please join me again next time for more pet fun and information. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.